From Washington, this is VOA News. Turkish authorities say at least 30 people were killed and nearly 100 others wounded. Associated Press quoting the provincial governor of Gaziantep as saying it was an extremist attack. Not clear who is responsible. Last week, the region was hit by three attacks blamed on Kurdish separatists in the Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK. Turkish member of parliament said that it was the type of attack that could have been launched by the Islamic State or the PKK. Gaziantep is about 64 kilometers from the Syrian border. Turkey has been racked by a series of attacks in recent months, including a bombing at Istanbul Airport that killed 44, another bombing killed 40 people, in Ankara in March, country still reeling from last month's failed coup attempt. That suicide blast came after Turkey's prime minister had said his country will take a more active role in Syria in the next 6 months to prevent the country from being divided along ethnic lines. Speaking to reporters in Istanbul, the prime minister said the bloodshed needs to stop. He said babies, children, innocent people should not die. He also said that Syria's president, Bashar al-Assad, has no role in Syria's future. The Turkish leader did express concern about the ethnic divides created by the five-year civil war in Syria, where Kurdish groups have carved out their own regions and occasionally fight with Syria's Arab majority. On Thursday, Syria's Air Force, for the first time, began bombing Kurdish fighters in Hasaka, a city where Kurds and Syrian government forces have been loosely working together to drive out Islamic State militants. This is VOA News.